the western sky. Rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, fence ears down flat. Long before you take this cowboy's hat.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Wednesday morning. Text line 251-343-0106. You need to be in touch with the show. Keep them coming. I will get to your text in due course. Still to come, Joey Clark, my radio colleague at News Talk 93.1 in Montgomery. That's coming up in about an hour. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour, John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, making his weekly appearance. Just a day late here, but we'll discuss with him what's going on the National Republican Party, making some trips across the country here. So that's coming up here later in the program. Joining us now, always a pleasure to bring her on. She's been on a few times before. Hope to get her on more in the future, but very grateful for her time. State Representative Donna Givens. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's an honor to be with you this morning.
Hey, thank you for making time. Well, you and I, we talk from time to time at events and things, but I just want to get your feel for, this whole, you've been involved long before you were in the legislature, but kind of involved with the process, the fixture in Baldwin County politics. But, you know, that first year of the quadrennium is a kind of a getting to know the protocol and learning phase. Now we're at that second year. How do you feel going into this session?
Well, I feel a little more qualified than last year. You're correct. I spent a lot of time in Montgomery and learning the process. But I will tell you, Jeff, sitting on the House floor, being responsible for making decisions that would impact in a negative way or a positive way, the citizens of Baldwin County and my constituents was different. You know, sitting in the gallery and interacting with the elected officials, my dear friends, Steve McMillan and Walter Penry, and then later years, Joe Faust and Harry Shiver and different ones. It was different because I was focused on topics that I was tasked with making sure we got good laws and laws that did not prohibit us from doing business. So it was totally different sitting on the House floor, taking a part in helping make laws or helping prevent laws that I didn't feel would be good for Baldwin County. So that was a totally different feel. I don't think you can be prepared for that until you actually sit there on the House floor and are responsible for that. So I do feel more equipped, better equipped to be going back to Montgomery this year. I certainly know what it feels like to sit on the House floor, and I do feel like this will be a good year, a very busy, a tough year, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I tell you my experience here, it took me 20 years to figure out how the state really works. You bring up a good point, kind of looking at things from that Baldwin County perspective and not really taking it all in, you know, cause you're myopically focused on what's going on here. Then when you get to Montgomery and you see it, the state's very tribal politically, but you see it all comes together to kind of function. And I got to think being in that chamber and, you know, I'm outside the chamber, but I want to watch from time to time. You kind of see how the different factions come together to get things done.
Yes, you do, and it's very interesting.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. Let's look toward this next session. Let's talk a little bit about that. Gambling seems to be the big one. School choice is somewhere there in the mix. Matt Simpson, your colleague here in Baldwin County, is handling, I think, an ethics bill. But what are you looking for in this session in particular?
Okay, you've named some of the major issues. I know the governor is very much in favor of school choice, and she that has been her statement since she took office. And I think this year, you know, again, there will be something to work on for school choice. And I do think that's important. We're blessed here in Baldwin County with good schools, as you know, but that's not the case throughout the rest of the state. There are areas that school choice would be extremely important to. So that is something that I know we'll take a look at. And I do know the governor is very passionate about that and hopes, I feel like she hopes for her legacy to be that she gave Alabama and the children of Alabama school choice and the parents, because it's important to the parents as well. So I do feel like that'll be something that'll be a hot topic that we'll cover. And then, of course, you know, the gaming is also another hot topic. And I have been very serious about gathering my constituents' input on that. And like Robertsdale, the Central Baldwin Chamber Banquet was almost 400 people there. I did not talk to all 400, but I talked to a great many and got their opinions. So I'm having some polling done to see where my constituents lie on that, what they want. And it does appear that the people, from everything I've gathered, people want a choice. They want to be able to vote, whether they're going to vote for it or against it. They feel like it's important that the people have a choice. And as we know, at the end of the day, letting the people of Alabama choose is a good thing. We know the people of Alabama are going to make the right decision. And I feel like they'll be informed. And there again, the best thing is to let them have a choice. Let them make the decision.
Yeah, well, when you hear back from your pollster, let us know how that looks, because you know, you look at gambling here, maybe it's different than other parts of the state because of, you know, proximity to Mississippi and Florida, where, well, Mississippi probably more so than the state of Florida, but at least Florida has the lottery. And I guess the differentiation here is, what do people want? Do they want a big gambling package with sports gambling, casino gaming, and a lottery? Or they just want to vote like a 1999 Siegelman era lottery, like they tried, but it failed?
Well, I do know that the majority of the people that I've talked to wants a paper lottery, and they can't understand why we don't just have a lottery bill. And so I explained to them that that's not what this is. It's a comprehensive package that will have all gambling, you know, the casinos, everything. And so some have not understood why it's just not a paper lottery. And I said, well, that's not the bill, you know, so we will have to see what comes out with that. But, and some are for the whole package. They want the gaming. I have those that do not want a casino in our backyard, as they put it. So we're all over the place with it, but the overwhelming response has been that they want the people to decide. Now, I've talked to Baptist deacons, I've not talked to a pastor yet, but I've talked to Baptist deacons and for the full gamut, anybody you can name. I've tried to have a conversation with all walks of life to fully understand what they want and to be representative of the people. And the main thing that is everyone's answer is they want the people to have a choice. This is real important to them. And they bring up, we've not had that since 1999. I want the people. And I had one of them tell me, you know, I'm not going to vote for it. I'm not supportive of it. But I want the people to have the choice to be able to vote.
Joined by State Representative Donna Givens here on the program. Well, what do you say to people when they say, well, I just want the lottery, but you know, I guess you and I know that like a standalone lottery probably doesn't get through the Alabama legislature just because of all the different, I mean, like you said, this being a complicated state and all the different factions, and you can't have one without the other. And I guess what I try to tell people, you got to get to that 3/5 threshold in both chambers, the House and the Senate, because then you get that triggers the constitutional amendment process. That's a heavy lift, isn't it?
It is. And it's hard to discuss something that we don't know yet what it is. I know the bill has just been released, and it's in the chambers in Montgomery, which I will be up on Monday, and I'll be able to take time and read it and know more about what's in the bill. And to exactly to be able to answer intelligently to people, why can't it just be the lottery? The only thing that I know from our meetings is that lottery alone does not bring in the dollar figures, I guess, that the state is looking for if we go to gambling. Monies to handle or be able to support mental health and roads and bridges and the other projects that some of this money will go to support. So that's the only thing. And you're right. It's a lot of factions, a lot of different interests. And so I don't have an answer for that. I don't really know that if anyone does, but I certainly do not.
Representative, I want to kind of move on from that, but I know this is a very near and dear to your heart effort. You led it last year. The safe haven law, the baby boxes, and kind of how that came together, and look what has making that possible, what that has led to. Let's talk about that a little bit. Explain what the law is and how it came together.
Okay. How it started, I was in Mobile at a fundraiser for the Attorney General from Mississippi, a delightful lady, and I listened to her speak in Mississippi. Had this law. They had just passed it, and she was excited about it and looking forward to being able to help these young ladies to keep them from making bad decisions that they would regret for the rest of their lives. And immediately I was just drawn to her and to this subject. So she sent me her bills. I began working on it. And of course I went to the governor, and she blessed it. She thought that that was a great idea. And then I went to Speaker of the House, Nathaniel Ledbetter, same thing. And so I began. So I met with different groups. And I will say it took the entire delegation. It took bipartisan support in the House and Senate. And it took all of us. And I thanked those that I have been around for voting for this, because it was a group effort, as I told, and they said, Donna, you carried it. I said, there's no I in teamwork. We all did this. This is something we worked on together. And I just feel like, you know, it makes the governor proud. I know it makes the speaker proud. He said that this week when we were in conference, the Forestry Conference. So it's something that I'm very proud of for the state of Alabama. And we did have our first baby when the box had just been open for 12 days. And what this does and what makes it different from existing law, the baby could not be over 72 hours old, and you had to take the baby to a hospital. Well, in a hospital, of course, they got the mother's name and address and different things like that. So this bill was planned to totally be anonymous, and it is. We have a private donor outside that donated 10 boxes, and actually it's more than 10 now, and they go outside or in the wall of a fire station that is manned 24/7, and is in the case just recently, you know, once the baby is placed in there, a buzzer goes off, an alarm. And so a fireman that has been trained, as they all are, picked up the baby, called DHR, which is the first step, carried the baby to the hospital, and the baby was perfectly healthy. Then DHR steps in and takes over. So it worked exactly the way it was designed to work. And I got to go to the ribbon cutting in Prattville. We have two right now, and the city of Foley will be getting one. The city of Mobile will be getting three. And so I'm excited about that. And I've had a lot of people talk to me this week when we were at conference wanting to get a box in every county. And I do think that's important. And it's working just like I had hoped, that once people were aware of this, more and more cities or counties would want one. And it's a threefold, in my opinion. It puts the baby in a safe place where it can be adopted by loving parents. That takes care of the adoption of some of these parents that want a baby and have been trying. It keeps a young lady from making the mistake of her lifetime, being charged with manslaughter that will be reflected for the rest of her life. And it puts the baby in a safe environment. So it saves the life. It saves the mother from making a horrible mistake. And then it gives some parents or soon to be parents what their heart's been praying for and desiring, a baby. So it's working just the way I had prayed about and wanted it to. And I could not be more excited about that.
Yeah. And, you know, this, I guess the big picture here is that if Alabama is going to pride itself on being a pro-life state, this one, something like this, this component is very, very important in a kind of, if we're going to talk the talk, well, this is walking the walk.
Exactly. And that was something the governor and I talked about.
It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man.
So we needed a next step, and this is the next step. We needed to, you know, do something to back up what we feel and what we believe, and this is it.
Donna, we got to leave it there. You've been very kind to make time for us this morning. Let's talk again soon.
Okay, it sounds great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. State Representative Donna Givens there. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Spend my dollars.